What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Browns are speaking now in Philadelphia. Practice is apparently over, so you go all the way to Philadelphia to practice for about an hour and 15 minutes.
That would be 2 hours and 15 minutes, or 30 minutes, right? If you count yesterday and today.
Yesterday it was about an hour and a half. Seriously.
It does seem like it's a long way to go.
It does, doesn't
it? Practice against another team.
So they're speaking. We think we're going to hear from Kenny Pickett. And all press conferences on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. Hopefully Pickett just ahead.
And we're not hearing from Myles Garrett. That was the word on the street before. We're not scheduled to hear from Myles Garrett, in case you're wondering.
It a shame that the quarterback situation is as muddled as it is now by injury? I mean, wouldn't you want to just see these guys flat out healthy, competing, and have a really good look at these guys? Because right now, Andy, it's all convoluted. Is Pickett capable of beating out Flacco? We don't know. He hasn't been out there. Yeah. Is Dylan Gabriel better than Shedeur Sanders? We don't know. He hasn't been out there. He was out there in 11 on 11 today.
Are we used to this, though? I got to be honest. I just think we're used to it. We're just used to trying to figure out who the quarterback is.
Don't you think it's a shame that it's happened this year?
I think we're immune to it. I think we're absolutely immune to it. I think we're Superman, and we've had kryptonite around us a long time. And you know what? Finally, I don't know. We're just not allergic to Krypton anymore. We're used to it. We're used to controversy with the quarterback. We're used to trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be every week. We're used to, by week 16, 17 now, having somebody play quarterback that probably played in the league somewhere else and finishes out the season for us. It's happened too many times.
Yeah, but I honestly thought this year would be different for this reason and this reason only. All right, you've got four guys competing. You're going to find one who wins the job, aren't you?
Yeah, but you knew you had four darts that you were going to throw at the dartboard. At least four darts.
Yeah, but right now you're throwing at a dartboard and you can't hit the board because they're not out there.
Two are out there. And one was a dart you had to buy while you're in the middle of the game.
True. Ed is in Perrysville. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, guys. As far as Gabriel, I like Dylan Gabriel. I think he's going to be okay. I think the reason why I don't want to say it's a perception, but it's flash. It's marketing. It's good news or bad news, he's always in the headlines. Gabriel, like you said, is always on the backdrop. If Dallas Cowboy syndrome, if you will, makes the headlines, flashy, what have you, but they're mediocre. They're not as good as they used to be for years. But Jerry Jones always has him in the headlines. Well, Shadir is always in the headlines, good, bad, or indifferent. I want to see him play. I want to see him play real well. It doesn't mean I want Shadir to be bad. I don't personally like flash. I don't really like headlines.
You like substance.
Exactly.
You like goal lines, right? Goal lines over headlines. That's what you're trying to say.
Hey, I agree with you, Ed.
Nick Chubb was not flashy.
No.
He was calm, cool, collective. Yes, sir, no, sir. We did his thing, and we all loved him, but he had a chance. He played. If you want to go back, Clay Matthews was like that. Jerry Shirk was like that. They weren't headline people. The only headlines they got were making a great tackle or scoring a touchdown. So if we give this guy a chance and he plays real well, I'd love to have the controversy on who do we start.
Isn't that the truth, Ed? That really is. Ed, thank you. I want a controversy here. I want choices. Right now, we don't have choices. Right now, we have Joe because he's the only guy who's been able to be out there and be healthy enough to actually be considered, I think, the starter. Shadur is now hurt, so he can't think that he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, but how long?
And we didn't think that was going to be the case anyway.
Do you feel better about him today than you did yesterday, thinking that he might
yes,
be back faster?
I do, because I don't think Kevin would flat out say he's day-to-day and then not have – if the fact that he's out there today, was out there, even in any capacity, to me means actually day-to-day.
Yeah, I feel yesterday when this happened, I just kind of didn't feel like it was an end-all, be-all kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that hopefully this would be over quick, but I just had my fingers crossed that it wasn't going to be too big.
Kevin talked about in cut 11 about what might happen coming up in game number two. And it's we didn't see a lot of guys in the first game against Carolina. We might see different players coming up against the Philadelphia Eagles on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Here's what Kevin had to say.
Obviously, there's guys that you always want to make sure that they're getting the right amount of work. There's other guys that you just want to see in there, those type of things. So, yeah, I think you mix and match. It's a very similar plan that we had last week. Now, there will be some guys that play Saturday that didn't play last week. There were some guys that played last week that don't play Saturday. It's really based on what each player needs to get ready for the season.
And I wonder what that means when it comes to, let's say, skill position players on offense, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric Tillman didn't play. I wonder if Ced needs to play. Jerry Jeudy didn't play. Wonder if Jerry Jeudy needs to play. Deontay Johnson did, but didn't really. He had two targets. I wonder if they ramp that up for some of these guys. I wonder if Dylan Sampson gets more than two carries.
I don't know that I'm playing Jerry Jeudy. I need my number one guy healthy week one, and so he might be one guy that I don't run out there. If we weren't worried about injury, I'd play everybody. It's a stupid injury thing. You don't want to. The last thing you want to do is go, oh, man, look what happened. We were playing the Eagles, and we had our number two offensive line out there, and we were going up against our number ones, and I decided I was going to put our best wide receiver out there, and blah, blah, blah. Finish the rest of the story on your own. But I also don't like living life being afraid to cross the street. So I want these guys to play. I'd like to see the starters on Saturday. I'm not going to lie. I want to watch them. Yeah, even though I know they got working during the week, it's almost like they're running a marathon and they just need to get to the finish line. And that finish line is the first game of the season.
Roman is in Canton. Roman, welcome.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we living?
Well, large.
Good. One, is this not the most Browns situation that we could ever be a part of? You know, we for 25 years looking for the franchise quarterback, we've gone through how many names on the jersey now? And now 26 years saying, you know what? Let's just get as many quarterbacks as we can get on the roster, and let's let them battle it out. Let's see who the best guy is, you know?
And then they get hurt.
Five of them are hurt, and the only one that is safe and healthy enough to play is the 43-year-old. Like, how could this get any more Browns? I just don't get it. It's so comical to me, guys.
I'm not amused by it, Roman. I'm disappointed in the way this has gone down. I was hoping for a real competition, a real chance. Could Sanders actually step up and win the job? You know, my hope was that they'd beat out a 40-year-old quarterback who's been around. My hope was Pickett would do the same thing. And now I think we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs thinking, well, okay, I guess it's going to be Joe because he's the only healthy guy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be that type of season, unfortunately, I think, guys. I think we're just going to have to wait and see who's available to play and who, you know, looked best last time we saw him out there. And I know you guys don't like having this conversation, but at what point do we stop, what's the right word? I don't know if pampering is the right word, but you get out there week one or you get out there week two and these guys haven't gotten many live reps yet. So guys are going to get hurt.
Oh, we lost
that. And
brought him back. Keep going.
I'm just saying, I think that
the beginning of the season seems sloppy. I think it seems sloppy for every team in the NFL because they just don't tackle to the ground.
And
they
I think it's this whole thud thing, you know? Yeah, I'm saying that about everybody. I think that's a lot of the problem with the NFL is that these guys don't see live action until week one, game one.
I know you don't want to hear this, but are the ratings any different whether they're doing it or not? Are they making less money because they're not doing it? No. They know they can get away with it.
Totally agree. And, you know, do we see more season-ending injuries than we were used to? I'm not exactly sure, but it feels like it, at least with the big-name people, or maybe that's just – you know, what we're able to talk about. But I don't know. I just think, and I'm not an old school guy where it's just, you know, leave everything out there and give everything you got I don't want anybody getting hurt. Trust me. I understand that. But at the same time, if these guys don't see live reps all the way up until the regular season,
why would you expect them to be able to tackle? Totally
agree with
you. Yeah, with you on that. I think we all see that. How aggravated are you going to be week one when they can't make a tackle on defense? And that doesn't – I don't think that's just Browns. I think that's everybody. The first couple weeks of the season look so sloppy.
I agree with that. Chuck's in Cleveland. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love your show.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Grew up watching you, Phelps, man.
Me too, Chuck. Me too, man. You are a legend. Right, so, I agree with him.
Nice of you, Chuck. Yeah. Thanks.
I do want to say this. The one guy that made the compliment, I mean, the comment about the mediocrity and, you know, how he don't like flash. Listen, what quarterback are you going to get that's not confident? I want a quarterback that's confident. I want a quarterback that's backing up what he says. First guy to come, last guy to leave. Got on the field and showed why he has the confidence. I think we need a quarterback with that type of DNA. And he looks like a leader, too. You know, Gabriel, very small. I don't think he can get the job done out there. And I heard he's been doing very bad in practice, and nobody talks about this.
No, it's been said. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it on our show before that he doesn't look good, that they're giving him a lot of work.
Yeah, he's getting a more high-level stuff than they're giving Sanders right now, from what we've heard.
Okay, yeah, and as far as let's talk about the film. When we look at Sanders' film, it's immaculate. I mean, you give Sanders the team Gabriel had. Poor Howard. I mean, we all know. We know football. We've been watching a long time. That might have been a national championship. So, you know, I hate to see that he hurt right now, but I think he did good out there. Right now, put him on the shelf. We don't want him getting hurt again, but what's up with these injuries? Are they just driving these guys into the ground? Why are quarterbacks coming up hurt like this?
Chuck, that's a good question. Chuck, thank you.
I also don't think there's a college quarterback in the country that wouldn't want Travis Hunter, right?
I would probably agree with that. 216-474-0092. Brown speaking. We're hoping to hear from Kenny Pickett, and you'll hear him right here on The Fan when he steps to the podium.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.